Hey guys, welcome aboard the Captain's Log. So in a minute, you're gonna hear from Nicole Michelli. She is an aspiring leader for Manatee Elementary School, AKA she's a teacher, and she's looking for your help to support them with their new teacher initiative. It's to inspire the leaders of tomorrow right here in Naples, Florida. This is the Captain's Log today, and we're gonna ask you for your support. Tune in, guys. Hey guys, welcome aboard. This is the Captain's Log, Nicole Michelli.
Yes.
Wow, she's an aspiring leader. Today we're in Naples, Florida at Manatee Elementary School. And guys, watch the show, please. It's the Captain's Log. And you know what? They're in need. They got a great opportunity here for some donations, right?
Yes.
All right, well, tell us all about it. Let's take a ride.
Okay.
Welcome aboard. We're going to have some fun. Don't be nervous. Everyone's nervous.
I'm going to put my glasses on, though.
Only people famous as you, like Kevin Hart, Amy Schumer. You know, I haven't had Jimmy Fallon, so you're the next closest thing. So welcome aboard.
Maybe Jimmy Fallon will be next.
Yeah, I think so. So tell us about the school. First of all, my sister teaches at Manatee Elementary with you.
Yes, she does.
What do you think about her?
She's lovely, and she's a great baker.
You didn't say that before we got on camera.
Well, I didn't want her to, you know.
Now you're saying it just on camera.
Gotta be careful.
All right. She's a good baker, and
yes,
she makes
she's
good.
Italian.
Yeah, she's good all around cook.
Yes.
I don't tell her that, though.
Don't tell her that.
No.
She's not watching.
I eat her food, but I certainly would never tell her that she's good at it. All right. So tell me about the school, because this is important. This week, so every week on the Captain's Log during the month of December, I invite charities to come on and tell everybody about what their charity is going, what they're doing, what their charity is looking for, how you can help support us, and we want to know how we can help support you.
Well, I love that. So I'm very excited to be here. So our school is Manatee Elementary School in Collier County.
Yes.
And we are a Title I school, which means that about 92% of our students come from low socioeconomic backgrounds.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a high percentage of students on free and reduced lunch as well. Our school is really diverse, so we have a majority of our students, like when they go home, their primary language spoken at home is Spanish or Creole.
Do you speak Spanish?
I do not. I'm working on learning it, though.
I don't speak Spanish.
You don't?
No.
Well, you probably know hola.
Yes, that means goodbye?
Hello, maybe?
Oh, geez, all right. Okay.
I don't know. Okay. We'll work on that one.
I'm working on it.
And many of our families live very close to the school, and they live in the Habitat communities. So we're thankful for those communities that are local.
And what do the Habitat communities consist of? What is that? Because I don't know. There might be some guests out there that wouldn't know exactly what that is.
Well, that's...
So that's subsidized living, yes?
And from Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, Habitat for Humanity. Okay,
yes,
great.
So we're
Understood.
Thankful for those homes.
And probably I'm the only one that didn't know that.
Probably.
Everybody else is probably like, no, we know, idiot.
Everyone's pretty educated.
All right, thank
Just you.
You.
Well, that's why I'm here, to educate
That's
you.
Correct. That's why I have people in my car. I don't do this for fun.
Obviously
I gotta get
not.
Something out of it.
So, I mean, we're now working with our students on this Leader in Me.
Yes.
So I bet you're wondering, what is Leader in
Me? I am wondering what Leader in Me is. It was on my mind all day.
No, I bet.
Yes.
So, well, I'm sure, if not, you haven't heard of this, but...
Isn't that in the business world? Isn't there also,
well,
like, yes?
It is. So, like, it's based on the book by Stephen Covey, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Okay.
We all want to be effective. Highly effective people, don't
Absolutely.
We?
Absolutely.
So, why not bring that down to a student level? Into the simplest form. So research is showing nowadays that our local communities are looking for people to come into these jobs, right? And they want people with leadership skills. Well, where does that start? You know?
In the classroom.
In the classroom.
Bam! I got it right.
With the little ones, right?
Yes, of course.
So we're trying to support our students by, you know, giving them these skills, these leadership skills that encompass personal growth, and it encompasses helping with team building, so social skills.
But you're making little entrepreneurs all over the place.
Little entrepreneurs.
I
little
like
leaders.
This. Yes.
We like leaders. We like people who take ownership of their learning. And this affects our community.
It does.
Because we have jobs out there such as teachers, nurses, doctors, lawyers, letter carriers, our mailmen and women, you know, our firefighters. So this is going to help them.
It really is. And I went into your classroom. I have some pictures. I'm going to post them later, guys. Tell me about the song and the dance that you guys are doing. It was so exciting.
It was exciting.
Yeah.
You know, when you're learning all day, you have to have time.
I thought
you
were Britney Spears.
Oh.
I was, like, so impressed.
Well, maybe I might be the next Britney Spears.
You could be.
So maybe next time I'll sing when we come on. Or lip sing, because, you know, they don't really sing. No, so, you know, learning all day, you need a little brain break.
So that was part of the curriculum?
Yeah, having
that
a
was
brain
amazing.
Break. Yeah.
I didn't get to do that in school when I was in school.
Well, I wasn't your teacher.
Oh, so you have a special curriculum.
No. All our teachers do that for our students. They
I really thought that was cute. That was adorable. I'm going to show you. I'm going to post some pictures, guys, later of them dancing and singing along. And they're learning during that whole song, right?
They're learning throughout.
Yeah.
You have to make learning fun.
Excellent.
And engaging.
So how can people, how can they donate to the charity today? How can we do that?
Well,
what's the best way for them to contact, to give us some funds? We want you guys to give us some money at least.
Yeah, you could help us out a little bit,
please,
right? You can
please.
Invest.
She's singing in the classroom, damn it. She's working hard.
I am singing.
All right.
So if you're willing to invest in our future leaders.
Correct.
Then, and you want to join our initiative in Leader in Me. Then you need to contact our school principal or our guidance counselor. Our school principal is Dr. Lori Mearsheimer. And our guidance counselor is Debbie Eby I'm sure we can put like a link up with
emails. Yeah, we'll put the link and all the information. And you're going to post a comment with the address and the website and the email and how to contact you.
Yes.
So guys, follow along so we can do that because it's going to be important because we're not here for anybody but the kids. It's all about the kids.
And we have to remind people of that.
Yeah.
It's all about the kids.
That's the thing, right?
That's why we get into this job. It's definitely not for the money, right?
And it's good for the giving season in December. Give a little something.
Give a little joy.
Yes.
Joy, right?
We appreciate that.
Thinking about others.
All right. So tell me.
Yeah, I'll tell you more.
How did you get to be the spokesperson today for this?
Well, it's not just the rugged good looks.
It's not.
It's also because
you had a crush on me.
Yes.
Okay.
I just met you, so it might have just started.
Okay.
No, it's because, you know, I feel like I can speak to the people.
Right.
And I'm happy to share about what our school is doing. I think our school does great things and more people need to know about it. So you're more than welcome to come volunteer at our school.
You can volunteer also.
Yeah,
we're going to put that information in there. You're just going to be posting after this show's over all day.
All day.
You're just going to fill up all my comments. Yeah, guys, like and share. If you know somebody, by the way, that wants to follow the Captain's Log because they want to be very generous this holiday season and make a donation, please make sure you tag them in the post, like and share it, let them know about it, because they can't tell that, you know, we're out here unless they know about it, right?
So share it.
Yes, that's why we had you on here today, because it's hard, you know, it's not easy, and you guys are working in the classroom, and then we tried to get on your Facebook, right, and it's like, my phone's not connected,
because
they got you locked down.
They got us locked down.
They got you locked down
I want to share a little bit more about Leader in Me.
I want to know everything.
Okay. Yeah. So something really cool that our school does is once a month we have an assembly for our whole student body. And this assembly like tells our students about the habits. There's the 7 habits. So far we're on habit 3, which is put first things first. So work first, then play. That helps in everyday life.
Absolutely. I do that every day.
Do you? Do you work first?
I do. I try to make my work play, though, so it doesn't count.
How do you do that?
Well, I mean, listen, I never stop working. Like, I literally work until I fall asleep. Yes.
Okay.
This is 100%. Okay. This is my podcast, my show.
And it's giving back, which is great.
That's right. But this is part of my job. This is my side hustle that has become, like, my half hustle now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's moving up. It's getting in the rankings of hustling. It's getting up there.
And you chose Manatee Elementary.
I did. Well, my sister reeled me in. She doesn't come on my show.
We tried to get
her. This is the closest thing I could do to get her on my show is to walk around school and take pictures. She wasn't even in the pictures.
She wasn't.
No, she just made me take them.
All right, I'll take one and we'll post it up.
It's like slave labor.
Yeah. So we have this monthly assembly that talks about our habits, and our students have little hand motions that go with it. Like,
give me a hand motion. Couple signals.
Okay, so like habit one. All right, habit one.
I'm gonna learn it right now. Go.
Be proactive.
How'd I do?
I'm in charge of me. That's right.
How'd I do?
Pretty good.
I'm gonna set the car into automatic drive because I'm taking my hands off the wheel for this one.
That's true.
This is a two-handed signal, guys. It's getting complicated.
So that's just an example of something we do, and
let me try it again. I'm in charge of me.
There you go.
All right.
So that means you're in control of how you react to people.
Yes, me.
So you can either react with, you know, be positive and proactive, or you can be reactive, and that's probably not for the best, right? Are you reactive?
I'm Italian, so I get a little excited, but I tend to sit back and,
I'm Italian too.
Yeah, you are?
Yeah, I'm a celli.
Oh, yeah, I know.
The top of their hands.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I can see.
Whoa, I have something else to share.
Okay, so I want more signals, because I'm in, I think I got the first two down pat. That's the number one one.
Be proactive.
Be proactive.
But, like, let me tell you about the two wonderful teachers at our school who run these assemblies.
Yes, absolutely.
They're actually nominated for Golden Apple.
I took pictures because they were in the chef.
Yes.
They were cute.
They're awesome.
I'm going to post a picture of them too, guys. You're going to get you're just going to get a sideshow after the show.
That's right.
I mean, come on, guys. It's a free show already.
It's a show that keeps on giving.
It really does.
Hence,
I'm telling you.
We need you to give to us.
So they're both going for the Golden Apple.
Yes.
And I was told that they actually combine their classrooms together. And they teach together.
It's a co-teaching model.
I think that's adorable.
And that,
I would like to have a co-teaching model.
Exactly. It sets an example for what, you know, how a male and female can work together.
Absolutely.
And that's back to the leader in me, you know, in that initiative.
So I think we got through three of them. Let's go to number four.
Well, we're not there yet.
But so we can tell them on the show. They're not going to call the kids and let them know.
They might, though. And you skip number two, which is a very important one.
Well, how did I get to three?
I told you we're on habit three.
Okay, so what's number one?
Number one is be proactive.
Be proactive. Number two?
Begin with the end in mind.
Begin with the end in mind. And what is that all about?
Well, you know, that goes back to what we're trying to teach them. They need to think about their futures, right? They're going to be back in our community working.
Yes.
So what do they want to be and how are they going to get there? They have to visualize that. Set goals.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, we do a really great job of that. Maybe you should come take some pictures of our data.
Oh, yeah, I should come do more pictures. I need more pictures, guys.
Yeah, so we can throw them up there.
And post more comments. Yes. Okay.
Please.
Okay.
And then follow us and support our
Yes, and like and share the post and make sure that you guys tag people who are going to make donations to this beautiful cause. Is there a 501c3? Is that what it is?
You're going to have to educate me a little
bit. Is this the charity that, is it a, like a 501c3 that we're donating to? Or is it just to the school itself because we need them to support? It's direct. Okay,
and then we're going to use those funds to help continue our initiative with the leader in me.
Okay, that makes sense.
Which is creating more leaders for our local community.
And what's number three?
Put first things first.
Put first things first. And number four.
Can I tell you my favorite
one? Do you know all of them?
Yeah, but let me tell you my favorite one.
Okay.
My favorite one is number five. Well, and then, okay, they're all my favorite. But number five is seek first to understand, then be understood. You know, being Italian, I like to talk a lot.
And you want to jump the gun.
Exactly.
Yeah, I do the same thing, though.
So that's why we're working well together.
It is.
But it's teaching us that we have to listen to the other person first. You can use that in all types of ways in your life, personal and in your workplace.
And you listen.
Right.
And then
understand what the person's saying.
Correct.
And then respond instead of just thinking about what you're going to say next.
So what about number four? You skipped it.
Yeah, because I'm struggling right now.
Oh, we don't know what four is.
I do.
Oh, my God. I'm giving you an F today.
No, it's
because I'm the teacher today on my show.
You got me nervous.
Don't be nervous. You just failed. It's okay. What do you tell the kids after that?
You just say,
go ahead, study harder, kids.
No, I'm trying to think now.
I had to tell you.
I'm struggling to remember.
Okay, go to the six. And seven's my lucky number, so seven's my favorite. I don't even know what it is, but I'm going with seven.
Sharpen the saw.
Oh, sharpen the saw. Yeah. I like that.
So you know what that means?
No.
You know,
I'm faking.
That's what my students were doing when you came in and they were dancing and singing. That's them sharpening their saw. That's them taking a little brain break to re-energize, to go back into their...
But wait, you told me they could only get to number three. How'd I get to seven?
Well, you live... These habits are daily throughout everything, but we're just focusing on one habit a month.
Okay. Okay, good.
Introducing them.
Yes.
And then next year, hopefully with people who want to give to our initiative, our Leader in Me initiative... That we can go even deeper with Leader in Me and make it even better and bigger.
And is this a national program?
It is. It's well known. And Collier County is doing a good job of, you know, we're always on that cutting edge.
Yeah, so how many schools are participating in that in Collier County?
Right now, there's one that's a lighthouse school.
Okay.
But we don't want to talk about them.
We don't. Well, what I was going to say is those guys are participating, but you're succeeding. You're excelling in it. That's why they need to be on top of this.
That's right.
They need to support Manatee Elementary School. Yes.
Manatee Elementary.
Correct.
And there's two, so don't get confused with the one in Fort Myers.
Yeah, those guys are imposters.
That's right.
This is the Naples
The OGs,
one.
The originals.
That's true. Very
original
true.
Original school
Yeah.
that matters, that needs you. You know, I guess I could end with something.
Well, okay. Well, that's good. You want to end my show? I get it. No problem.
She wants to end the show.
I get it. Now all of a sudden you're in charge. Okay.
I'm not in charge.
Maybe. It's a teacher thing. It's a teacher thing coming out of
you. We're very used to, you know.
Yes.
But not me. I like to have my students in control of their own learning.
That's,
back to habit one. Be proactive.
That's true. Wow. Look at her sneaking in. We're going to just go ahead and sneak right past this right
now.
Yeah,
I was a little scared.
Past that light right there. Okay then.
Yeah, we're still doing good though.
So what did you know what six is now? Do you know what six is? Because we didn't go to six.
Did we not go to six?
No, we did. Look, I'm the one who can't count that well.
I know.
I know that we didn't go five. Wait,
no, we did go five.
We didn't go four. We didn't go six either. So four and six are missing.
Yes, and right now.
You'll leave those in the comments.
I want to leave them in the comments. Well, I'm going to put them all in the comments.
Yeah, because the anticipation.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you cut to a commercial, but yes. We don't have commercials. It's a live show. So, you know, what
we're
going to
make our own commercials.
Correct. So we want to lure you in to watch the catalog more, and you have to read.
And then share it more.
Yes.
Because reading makes leaders.
This is
leaders
true.
Are leaders.
How much
leaders
do you read a day?
How much do I read
yes.
a day? You should read like 20 minutes a day.
20 minutes a day. Any kind of reading?
Any kind of reading. Reading is reading. Your vocabulary is
It doesn't
is
matter
growing.
What you read. It doesn't have to be a novel. Well, that's what you're saying.
I mean, you probably want to read something you're interested in.
Right.
You know?
And how much do you read a day?
About 20, 30 minutes. I start my day with reading.
You wake up and read?
I do.
What does that mean? You go on social media and read everyone's
messages?
Does that messages?
Count? No.
I try that's how I do it.
I try to avoid social media.
You do?
No, you
clearly avoid it because you didn't even have a Facebook app on your phone, which, by the way, probably the first person I've met.
Wow.
And I don't even know if I've ever met another person on the planet that didn't have the app on their phone.
Did you know that I'm actually a native as well to Naples?
No, that's amazing.
And now getting back to my community.
You are. You're stepping up big time, and you guys better make some damn donations to Manatee Elementary School in Naples, Florida. She's working hard for you over here.
We have the best school. We have the best leaders. Not only in our students and our teachers, our parents. So we need you to be a part of that.
Well, thank you for being on the Captain's Log. I appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
You did really good. You went right down the script.
Oh my God.
Did you use the script at all?
No, you wouldn't let me.
Well, anyway, guys, thanks for tuning in. This is the Captain's Log. We're going to be back tomorrow. By the way, I'm going to be in Universal Studios.
Ooh.
Which is going to be, I think it's going to be pretty lit. Not as lit as Manatee Elementary School, but the Grinch's Christmas might be pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring
yeah.
him an onion.
Oh,
you like
really?
Onions, yeah.
I see, you read the book probably.
I read the book.
I didn't know that.
So bring him an onion.
I'm going to bring an onion, guys. We're out of here. We got to go.
All right. See ya.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in. That was the Captain's Log with Nicole Michelli from Manatee Elementary School. Do yourself a favor. Make a donation, guys. It's in the comments. You're going to check it out. It's going to make you feel good for the holidays. She was amazing. She knocked it out of the park. She was so nervous, but I couldn't have asked for anything more. I wish all my guests were that good. And this is the Captain's Log, so like, share. I'm out of breath, guys. I can't keep doing this all day. This is the Captain's Log. Enough already. Damn it, we're done.